Walt Disney Company is buying longtime partner Pixar Animation. The agreement will put Pixar CEO Steve Jobs into the Disney board. While analysts are happy with the move, they have a few words of caution, NPR's Laura Seidel reports.
The last time Disney had an enormous hit was more than a decade ago. The Lion King in 1994 was a high point for the company. Since then, Disney's had failures, and its most recent release, Chicken Little, was only a modest success. Compare that with what Pixar has brought to the screen. Finding Nemo won the Academy Award, and so did The Incredibles. In announcing the deal, Disney's CEO Robert Iger made clear it was a move to make sure that great animation remains Disney's hallmark. Iger spoke on CNBC.
The most important thing for the company to do is to create high-quality content. And, within that sort of strategic imperative is to make sure that animation is healthy at the company.
For more than a decade, Disney has had a relationship with Pixar and, as the distributor of its movies, reaped a percentage of the profits. But under Michael Eisner, Iger's predecessor at Disney, the relationship between the two companies became strained. Eisner and Pixar CEO Steve Jobs didn't get along. Wall Street analysts seemed pleased that the two companies are patching things up. Robert Routh of Jefferies & Company says the upfront price is high, but in the long run, the purchase is good for Disney.
I think it shows that Bob Iger really has his eye on the ball. He has a vision, and he's going to take action and do whatever he can to get Disney back to the place that it once occupied.
Disney is buying Pixar for $7.4 billion in stock. Under the deal, Pixar stockholders will get 2.3 shares of Disney for every share they own of Pixar. Jeffrey Young is co-author of Icon Steve Jobs, a biography of Pixar's CEO. Young believes that by making this deal, Jobs is giving the many talented people at Pixar more opportunities to put out movies and be part of other facets of Disney.
Pixar was basically subsisting on one movie a year, and there was no future for these guys. So here he's given them all a fresh start and a blank canvas to work on.
Steve Jobs will be Disney's largest single shareholder and have a seat on the board. Young and others think this will give Disney an edge over other media giants in the face of new technologies. To his new position, Jobs brings his track record at Apple Computer and recent successes with the iPod and the iTunes Store. But there could also be some rough times ahead. Steve Jobs is known as a forceful personality who doesn't like to compromise his vision. Josh Burnoff is an analyst with Forrester Research.
You have somebody who's basically living in the future, who is willing to take big risks on the board of directors of a company that has a very steady business and is not known for taking big risks. So it's possible that things won't work out.
There are also some concerns that Disney might try to squelch the independent culture at Pixar, which is located far from Hollywood in the San Francisco Bay Area. But John Lasseter, the man behind Pixar's string of hits, will remain the studio's chief creative officer. Jobs said on a conference call, no one wants to tamper with a winning formula.
Because we all know that's the thing that's going to determine the success here in the long run. And I think we've really thought this through pretty well.
Pixar will keep its separate headquarters in Emeryville, California, and there are no signs that Mickey Mouse will be greeting visitors at the front gate. Laura Seidel, NPR News, San Francisco.